Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
No, need that. Need this. Friday.
Thank goodness.
Wow, this has been, like, the week was flying along till like Wednesday, and then it just
snowmageddon.
Ground to a halt.
Feels good. Yeah. More snow. Still snowing on my way in.
I know.
Still snowing.
It's all right. We're all together. We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all ready to roll. It's Friday. Let's turn this up. Yeah. All right. There we go. Happy Friday, everybody.
Well, I came to the realization waking up this morning.
Yeah.
That poolside was right.
Your dad, poolside?
Yeah. I'm going to call him today. He used to always tell me my muscles are only good for weightlifting, not for actually working 5 hours of shoveling and snow blowing yesterday. I got to tell you, I'm a bit tender.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Bit tender.
Thought you were Mr. Yoked and I'm doing things in the weight room I haven't done since I was 22. Yeah. You know, all that stuff.
All that is true. Those are weightlifting muscles. Those aren't shoveling
you
muscles.
Got popcorn muscles?
Those are not shoveling muscles. Those are weightlifting muscles.
Yeah. It was, well, I don't want to go any further before saying, hey, shout out to all the snowplow drivers out there, all the shovelers out there, all the first responders helping stranded motorists, those that get into accidents, all the delivery people making sure the shelves are still stocked so that, you know, when we go out and do our panic shopping, that there's stuff there for. So just everybody who, you know, helped maintain order while things were going on with all the snow the last couple of days. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly appreciate it. So, and with that, we jump into a Friday. It's an Is It Just Me Friday where, boy, maybe it just feels even more appropriate today just to get stuff off your chest. It's been that kind of a week. A lot happening with the Broncos and free agency and quiet free agency and looking like they're going to embrace a rebuild. The Avalanche storming out of their post trade acquisitions, looking like a wagon. Nuggets, what are they now, 10-1 since the All-Star break? College hoops going on. Man, it's a good time. It's a good time.
Can you give me a little clarification, just a clarification on looking like a wagon? What does that mean?
Like, it's just, I don't know. You know, that's a great term, because I've heard it before in hockey parlance, and I don't know necessarily like the meaning of it, but I've heard it. They're a
so
wagon.
The,
like it's like a wagon train. I don't know. It's I've just heard
looking,
the term.
Okay,
looking like a wagon, like a force. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I'll ask my personal Siri. Ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Any hockey people that can give me the true origin of looking like a wagon?
What's the etymology of looking like a wagon? I've never heard the term ever.
I hear it occasionally.
So you just decided to throw it out there,
knowing what I'm...
It could be some type of, you know, double entendre.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. I probably committed some, like, FCC violation or something by saying they look like a wagon. Well, they do. So you got that as well. So hit us up on the Ramoslaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Give us those hot takes. And we want plenty of opinion. We want humor. We want snark. You can come after us. Boy, you just continue to have your, what was it? Anytime you like shoveled, what'd you do? Shovel for an hour and then just fight on Twitter with people for like a half hour, then go back to work? How'd you have that staggered out?
I shoveled for five straight hours. That was it.
Then?
So I did my yard. I did my neighbor's yard because his daughter got stuck in their driveway. Then I rolled down to do my son's yard. I rolled just rolling through the neighborhood with my snowblower and a shovel. And on my way, there was this wonderful couple that lived next to my kids who always do a good job taking care of them. So I helped them shovel out.
You think you can do what he does?
And then I did my kid's yard.
Man.
And then I went to the gym and got my swole on.
Man, not all heroes wear capes.
That's
this
right,
man
baby.
Is a saint.
Yeah, that's right, baby. So I am, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not in shovel shape. I'm just in lifting shape. There's a difference. There is a big difference.
Might need to get a good steam in today or something.
I did a sauna. I did the sauna last night after
you're
a
hard. Still?
I did a hour-long lift, and then I got in the sauna. Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Shoveling muscles.
And then I watched a movie.
Wow. You're just.
Watched a movie. Do you like
girl? You're a wagon.
Do you know who Millie Bobby Brown is? She's a good little actress. We watched, I think it was called Damsel. You would like it because it's got dragons in it.
I do like dragons.
You have always liked dragons.
I do like shows with dragons.
I have not been a dragon guy, but I've got to tell you.
Cue the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I've got to tell you. I liked it. Saying even my wife, who's not, you know, not into, you know, your little fantasy land that you like. she enjoyed it. So there you go. I think it was Damsel.
Damsel, okay.
Damsel.
Evans, don't forget the garbage man. We're out at 3 a.m. Absolutely.
Love garbage.
Absolutely. Man. Well, you're doing it every single week. Probably it's shouldn't take you for granted because you're out there every week doing it. Not just when it snows. You're out there every week. But yeah, especially this week.
Love my garbage people.
Yep. Absolutely. Take good care of your garbage people. Take good care of your postal people.
I don't know my new garbage people like I knew my old garbage. Gina was my she was the best.
I've had the same best. Garbage guy and same mailman
mm-hmm.
for like the last 3-4 years. Both big listeners of the station.
Yeah.
Huge listeners of the station. So thank you to both of them.
Yeah, Miss Gina. Gina, if you're listening.
So anyway, we are off.
You know they're 6 a.m. listeners, garbage people.
Of course.
Garbage people that. Wake up before you go to bed.
Earlier than that.
Yeah.
The wagon, there's people saying bandwagon. No, I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's that. I've never heard it used in that context. Like, hey, hop on the bandwagon. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's a different term, different hockey term. They look like a wagon.
They look like a wagon.
They're a wagon. They're a wagon right now. Mm. They look like a wagon. Whoa, watch out for these guys. They're a wagon. Anyway, lot to get to. We'll jump into the Is It Just Me's as we kick off this Friday with you next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
Getting some help on the whole Avs look like a wagon right now. As somebody said, don't wagons have big wheels, and once they start rolling downhill, they're hard to stop?
Good.
I like it. Another one said, don't overthink it. It means they're effing rolling. I like it. That's as simple.
So I looked at some Urban Dictionary terms and things of that nature during the break, and one of them was... one of them was...
What did that unearth?
Well, one of them was, you know, if you're toting a big caboose, you're pulling a wagon.
Pulling a wagon.
Right. Okay. Used to be you before soda. With your bedazzled mom jeans. Baby got back.
Yeah, that's right. I was pulling a wagon with my bedazzled jeans.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
Not anymore.
But not anymore.
Now
and
it's
then
a smaller
and,
butt
right.
in bedazzled jeans.
And one was taking responsibility. You're pulling the wagon. You're taking responsibility.
Okay. I like that.
I like that one.
I like that. Is It Just Me Friday? This one immediately becomes the leader in the clubhouse because it is not just you.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or was I the only one who took joy in watching snowblower guys get clogged up in this heavy, wet snow while I shoveled like a real man? Yeah, I thought the same thing. I have a pretty good amount of territory, sidewalks especially, to shovel,
mm-hmm.
and I shovel. I don't have a snowblower. I shovel.
Well, good for you.
And so I kind of enjoyed watching a snowblower guy get stuck and clogged and stop and start.
Not for you, but
well, grab a shovel, pal.
Yeah, I did both, shovel and snowblow. But, you know, what I do is I'm smarter than the snowblower. So I only take about a 3 to 4 inch swath at a time. So then it all falls sideways into the snowblower, and the snowblower doesn't get clogged.
Right. You don't try to take on the full blade.
No, because it will absolutely just clog it up. So I do. I figured out how much I could get without getting clogged, and then I just went to work.
Genius.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now some people will fight it all day long because they're not smarter than the snowblower.
Well.
Like the shovel guy here.
Consider these people educated.
Yeah. Shovel guy.
You're welcome.
I'm not taking out my snowblower. I'm going to shovel like a man. Okay. I'm just going to be smarter than the snowblower
and
the shovel. I'm smarter than the snowblower and the shovel.
Dexter, good job. I think you hit a little nerve there Mark. I don't think he likes to be referred to as snowblower guy.
What do you mean?
Is it just me or all the J.J. McCarthy chatter tells me it isn't going to be J.J.? Peyton doesn't show his cards. This is leaked as a diversion. It's Bo Nix in the first round or Spencer Rattler in a later round. Ooh, I like that.
I do, too.
I like that.
I do, too.
I hope that Sean Payton falls in love with a quarterback. I don't think he's going to push it. I don't think he's going to force it. But I hope he does, and I hope it is Bo Nix, because
I do, too.
Bo Nix figures to be the guy that you won't have to move up for, and you can just kind of sit where you are and not have to invest more draft capital to move up to get a quarterback. So I hope he finds a guy, and if he does find a guy, I hope it's Bo Nix.
I hope it's Bo Nix just because his name is Bo Nix. That's why. I mean, that's my number one. My number one priority in this thing, Bo Nix.
I'm with you. You brought this up yesterday, by the way. If it happens to be Bo Nix, I don't want his jersey to just say Nix on the back.
Yeah.
I want Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Because that's how he's always going to be referred. He's not going to be Bo. He's not going to be Nix. He's going to be like, hey, what'd you think of Nix's performance?
No.
Nope. It's going to be, hey, what'd you think of Bo Nix's performance?
Bo Nix can play. I love it.
He doesn't talk that way.
Bo Nix talks about himself in the third person.
He does not talk about himself in the third
person.
He's
got to. I'm Bo Nix, and when Bo Nix is out there playing that foosball, Bo Nix just likes to throw it on time with accuracy, and Bo Nix likes to complete it. Then Bo Nix will scramble around, make a big play outside.
Let's see. If we draft Spencer Rattler, are we obligated to bring back Jake Plummer as a coach? The idea that they're kind of cut from the same cloth. Little free spirit. Little wild. Little rambunctious.
I got to get back.
Bit of a wild card. Bit of a playmaker. Bit of a loose cannon.
I love. Jake is awesome, man. We got to spend some time with Jake at the Super Bowl. You know, he's got his mushroom farm.
Yep. That's doing good work, by the way. I have a very good friend who's they're going through some real tough stuff, and that has really helped her. So
it's good. Yeah, I gotta get back with Jake because he's gonna send me some shrooms. I don't know what they do.
you might want to find out, okay? Because in this day of no seriously, like you gotta be like the last time I was with my at my guys' weekend. With my exquisitely waxed back.
Oh, yes. Your back is just gorgeous.
So my buddy Mole made these brownies. Mm-hmm. It's like he warned everybody, be careful with these, you know.
Oh, boy.
And I ate it like it was a brownie. And I like legal weed.
About
10 o'clock that night. That was a rough night for about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Wow. Are you guys freaking high? They always give it to the guy with a wax back.
Let's try it on him.
Yeah, no. I'm sure he's got some like anti-inflammatory shrooms and things of that nature. You know, they grow these things. They do specific things, I think. That's what I believe.
Evans, I pictured you as the guy who has a blade accessory that you attach to the front of your truck to plow your driveway and streets. No. I would love to, though. If I ever, like, lived out in the country or something like that and I had a big long, oh, I would love to have a plow. I was a snowplow driver for one winter.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I took a year off from college and I was back living at home, living in shame because I nearly flunked out of college.
Uh-huh.
I worked for the town road department. Atkinson.
Atkinson.
I worked for the Atkinson road department or whatever.
C. Atkinson,
right. And so during the winter, I got a truck and I didn't get a truck. They gave me a truck.
Yeah.
And I had my own snowplow route. You know, I did Academy Ave. I did Mediterranean Lane. I did Meditation Lane. Sawmill Road.
Wow.
Dow Ave, yeah.
We loved it.
It was so much fun.
Poolside always had a truck with a blade on it. So I could always plow. And like when I come back from college and stuff, that's how I'd make money. Yeah. I'd make a ton of money all winter long.
Oh, I loved
just plow. Come back for 3 weeks loved and do it. Plow. And then the other thing, I would shovel people's roofs.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of snow,
sure.
Shovel the roofs off, then plow it out.
No, I can't tell you. Every time we get one of these big storms and I see the snowplow drivers out, there's a little pang of I miss this.
Mm.
Little pang of envy. Little whimsy. Little whimsical. Little pang like, I remember those days. Those were fun. Morning Brew is coming up next. Lot to get to. We've got the Nuggets in Austin, Texas. Why are they in Austin, Texas tonight? And we'll hear from one of the new Broncos. Speaking of Texas, there is a serious Longhorn contingent growing on this football team. Tell you all about it next.
It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Broncos introduced a couple of their free agent signings yesterday. Well, they talked to DenverBroncos.com. And Malcolm Roach, the defensive tackle that they signed away from the Saints, happened to be reunited with the guy that brought him into the NFL, Sean Payton.
That's big, for real. Coach Payton gave me my chance as an undrafted free agent. Gave me my chance to come out, live a dream, especially being from Louisiana. Gave me this opportunity to play for the Saints. And it was a no-brainer to go reunite with my coach and all my old teammates and my college teammates. So, man, it feels like I'm at home, for real.
We've got a heavy Saints connection brewing, and we got a heavy Texas Longhorn. So it's Caden Stearns, PJ Locke, mm-hmm. the new safety, Brandon Jones, Lil Jordan Humphrey,
Lil,
and Malcolm Roach, all Longhorns.
All went to Texas.
And I think they're all there at the same time.
But I thought Sean Payton didn't know what he was doing, and I thought he was a terrible coach. And
why? Because he got a bunch of guys from Texas on the team?
No. Because, you know, he didn't do right by Russ, and he yelled at him. So why do all these guys that played for New Orleans want to come play for Coach? I mean,
see, folks, this is what I like on a Friday. Is it just me? I like the snark. I like the sarcasm. There's your example.
But why would
learn from?
Why in the world would all these Saints want to sign with? I mean, why would your kicker signed with Jacksonville and then back out because Sean came and talked to him? Like, but he yells at people. Oh my gosh, we're so soft. You can't yell at people on the sideline.
Next on the Morning Brew, Jerry Jeudy touching down in Cleveland. Jerry Jeudy touching down in Cleveland.
What is Jimmy doing?
Jerry is very excited to be a Brown.
I just want this chapter to be, you know, better than before, you know, so a great opportunity here to be part of a winning program. Of course, to bring a Super Bowl here, so I'm just excited to be here.
What would he know about bringing a Super Bowl anywhere? And then watching it on TV like every other fan.
Notice
bringing a Super Bowl
good
here.
To be in a better situation than before.
Yeah. place where I feel like I'm wanted. Oh, you didn't feel like you were wanted when you got drafted 15th overall and crapped in your helmet? Get out of here, Jerry Jeudy. Johnny.
Uh-oh.
Put Jerry on my list.
Oh,
or is he already on it?
I'm sure he's already on it. Maybe twice.
He's not. He needs to be
on. Oh, yeah. Wow. I can't believe we've gone this long.
I know. Yep.
Did you guys see what number he's wearing in Cleveland?
No.
Zero, because that's what he's worth?
Oh, jeez. Dude, you're relentless.
I'm just...
Yes,
makes sense.
He's wearing three?
He picked three.
All right.
That's right.
All right. Hey. Paying tribute. Honoring...
Are you sure he's paying tribute?
Honoring the man that was done wrong in Denver.
Oh, my gosh.
Big bite.
Sean Payton's a meanie.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets are in Austin, Texas. At the University of Texas. Boy, we've got Texas on our brain.
Right, speaking of Texas.
Going to be playing the Spurs tonight. Kind of a odd place to play, but I guess San Antonio Spurs looking to grow their reach or something.
Not even San Antonio wants to play in San Antonio. Wait, what's going on there?
That'll be fun to watch. I'm curious to watch Jokic and Victor Wembanyama.
Dude, the windsock?
The windsock.
Is his
nickname
does
look like a windsock. Can't you just imagine if, like, if he got caught in one of those, you know, Texas twisters or something, and he's just like,
just a windy day, and he's shopping at the Maserati place. He's like, look at that windsock. Let's just officially change his name to the windsock.
The windsock? Okay.
The Joker versus the windsock
tonight.
All right,
here we go. Victor Windsock Wembanyama. All right, the windsock.
Windsock Wembanyama.
I like it.
Is it Banyama?
Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
Windsock Wembanyama.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. There we go. All right.
I'm just going to leave that. All I'm right. just going to go windsock, right. and then I'm going to go.
I like windsock. That's a good one. I like
windsock
that.
Windsock and
I like that.
And Giannis.
Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations both to the CSU Rams and the CU Buffs. Both getting wins yesterday in their respective conference tournaments. For CSU, they're good. They're in. They're in the tournament. CU needed that one yesterday. That was, in many regards, considered a bubble game where the winner jumps off the bubble and the loser goes home, and CU beat Utah.
They put up Lenardi's first four in, first four out. CU was on his first four in now. And who they beat? Utah. I think Utah was on the first four.
Yeah, this was an elimination game last night. This was not only Pac-12 tournament, but this was an elimination game for a chance to be considered for the NCAA tournament. And CU passed with flying colors. Bus on a roll right now. Is that seven in a row now for Tad Boyle's bunch playing their best basketball at the right time? Get in. Who knows? They'd have some serious mo behind them. And I watched that CSU game and. They look good. Good, strong performance by CSU. That was a well-coached, well-run team. Play the right way. Handled their business. Nevada made a couple of runs early in the second half. Then again, midway through the second half, each time CSU just, you know, calmly, efficiently fended them off. So good job there for Nico Medved's bunch. CSU and CU both moving on in their conference tournaments. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Lot to react to. It's an Is It Just Me Friday. Is it just me, or is the Broncos quarterback plan at becoming crystal clear? And why I disagree with Brandon Stokely, what we're hearing in the promo running here on the station. That's next.
Crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
March is a critical time to check your home's windows. Call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free, plus zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com right now.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOUR25 for a limited time and get a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first two fill-ups. Cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TOUR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first two tanks. That's code TOUR25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first two tanks.
Denver sports fans, have you heard the news? Colorado's renowned sports writer, Mark Kisla, is taking his talents and coverage to the Denver Gazette. Broncos, Avs, Nuggets, Olympics, you name it. Kis covers it. With unparalleled experience, there's no one that knows Denver sports like Mark Kisla. Kis joins forces with the Denver Gazette's Woody Page and Paul Klee to deliver the best sports coverage in Colorado. See for yourself. Visit DenverGazette.com for the best sports news in Colorado.
Tune in as Rachel takes her shows on the road. Broadcasting from the Great American RV Show at the Colorado Convention Center. Come discover this one-stop shop for all things adventure travel. Catch Rachel live today at the Great American RV Show from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network. 104.3 The Fan, DenverSports.com, and the Denver Sports app. We are Denver Sports. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
This isn't just me Friday giving you a chance to get those hot sports opinions off your chest heading off into the weekend. I got to respond to, I heard the promo that's running with Stoke saying that he's adamant against the idea of just having Jarrett Stidham in a rookie quarterback. Okay. That there has to be another veteran here. Why? Like, why? Because if you draft a quarterback, wherever you draft that quarterback, he's going to start playing probably sooner rather than later. And so Jarrett Stidham's your little bridge guy. He's your guy until said rookie is ready. And you don't need another veteran muddy in the waters. Just, I'm good.
Why?
For a year in which I don't expect much. I don't expect playoffs or anything like that. If this is a rebuild year, why do I want a crowded quarterback room with an extra veteran that's only going to get in the way of two younger quarterbacks?
Why has he got to get in the way? One, you're not going to keep four quarterbacks. So why wouldn't you want a veteran quarterback, like you said, a rehab guy? Why would you not want Zach Wilson, for instance, over DiNucci? You think Zach Wilson's more talented than DiNucci?
Yes.
Man, I don't know anything about DiNucci. Although I like his name, DiNucci.
Well,
Nucci.
Well, the Zach Wilson ship has sailed because I think we all understand that the money that they want to add, whatever money they want to add to the quarterback room, has got to be really small money since they're taking on the extra Russ.
What if you could get Jimmy? Hit. What if you could get Jimmy Garoppolo for, let's call it, $5 million?
No. What does he bring?
What does he bring?
Okay, other than looking fine, your word. What does he bring? He's going to be suspended for the first couple games of the season. He's constantly getting hurt. He doesn't really just strike me as this, wise sensei Obi-Wan mentor guy.
Dude, he could become.
He just gets in the way.
Like he could. What is there a Colorado company that does like Ouray, you know, or maybe one of these companies that does like snow gear type of stuff? Is there like a company, the Columbia. He could be the face. He could come here, play backup quarterback, and be the face of his modeling career. Could take off here.
They don't need. They don't need another quarterback.
What about Joshua Dobbs?
No,
Blaine Gabbert.
No,
he played under Brady.
But what's the
he carried Tom Brady when Tom Brady was drunk?
But that's true.
That's a guy you want on your team.
That is true. He's a good foxhole guy. But
Simsaya?
There's not one guy that's now out there on the free agent market that is going to give you that much more than what Stidham's going to give you as the bridge quarterback or the backup quarterback to the young quarterback that gets drafted.
There are some crappy quarterbacks out there.
And then if you talk about the trade market, well, once Sam Howell got traded to Seattle, to me that closes up the trade market because part of the appeal of Sam Howell was you'd be getting a contract that'd be like $1 million.
Yeah, there is nobody on this list because I think Garoppolo and Tannehill are going to, I mean, come on, if Brissett and those guys are getting $7-8 million, like Tannehill and Garoppolo are going to hold out for about $8-10 million, right?
At the minimum, I would think they'd be able to get seven. And I just don't think that the Broncos, with the extra money they're taking, are going to take that. Russ is already going to account for 20% of their overall team salary cap. I just don't think they want to add that much more to the quarterback room. I think they're willing to add a rookie quarterback to go along with Stidham and DiNucci. I don't think they're going to do anything else. I really don't.
What's DiNucci? Is DiNucci, what's his first name?
Ben.
Oh, Ben DiNucci. I was wondering if it was DiNucci.
Like Joe Hansen?
Yeah, duh.
Is it just me or the fact that Justin Simmons is still on the market prove that this fan base overrates every player on this roster? Does it surprise you that Justin Simmons hasn't signed yet?
I think that's more an indication of the safety market, how many guys are out there.
Yeah.
And for Justin and these guys, some of it is you don't want to disrespect the guy by offering him what the current market is offering. But I guess it doesn't surprise me because of the market and all the number of people, the number of safeties that are on the market was exceptional. So you're gonna have to basically give a huge discounted deal to anybody who's gonna sign you, I would think, based on the market. I mean, say what you want, but Kevin Byard has been a multiple All-Pro guy and everything else. A lot of interceptions. I think 1 year led the league in interceptions. He took a 2-year $15 million. So he was going from, you know, one of those top paid $15 million a year guys down to a $7 million a year guy. So you're going to have to come to grips with what the new market is. It's like the running backs.
Right. Right. By the way, what did you think of the Charger moves? Is Jim Harbaugh going to throw a forward pass this year? Cut Mike Williams. Traded Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's a damn good player. They got a fourth rounder.
Really good player.
And fourth rounder.
I know that some Bronco fans out there, you haven't been happy with the approach so far in free agency. Just the fact that Austin Eckler out of the division, Josh Jacobs out of the division, Keenan Allen out of the division. I think for the Broncos, it's been addition by subtraction from the Chargers and the other guys that have left it. The West just got a little bit easier just because of the guys that left.
Boy, with Jim Harbaugh, if you're on that team right now, aren't you like, man, they're a new sheriff in town. This is getting serious. Gotta be.
I wonder how that would be received if Harbaugh did get the job here. And all of a sudden he just started like, yeah, I have no interest in receivers. And we're going to run the ball.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going old school. We're bringing Michigan football. We're bringing Big Ten football to the AFC West.
Run the ball.
Get ready for it.
So you know he's going to take that. What's that little Michigan running back's name?
Oh,
that was a hammerhead.
Is it Blake Corum?
Corum. Yeah. He's a little muscle pig.
I just wonder if, I mean, I don't know, are there any serious Charger fans? But you know, I could imagine Bronco fans freaking out over the idea that
you imagine if Sean Payton came in here and like immediately got rid of the equivalent of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen? Oh.
But we don't have anybody in our receiving room that could.
I know, but I'm just saying. They'd be like, what is this guy doing? What is he doing?
What is. This guy's an idiot.
Why?
I will tell you, man.
He's getting rid of all the household names.
All the household names. Oh, yeah. Where is. is he writing an article for.
is Will going to write something for Charger Monthly or something?
Chargersports.com.
Yeah, I have a feeling when it's all said and done, Justin Simmons' deal is going to be a far cry from what he was getting paid here.
I know one thing.
It's not an advantageous time to be a safety.
No, and don't say good riddance.
Don't say good riddance. No, don't do that.
Yeah,
no.
I wonder if Jim Harbaugh said, hey, when they asked him about Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, the potential of Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, hey, good riddance. We're moving on.
Hey, it's that time of year again when everybody's getting ready to fill out their brackets. Selection Sunday coming up this Sunday. Good news for you is you're going to have a chance to not only fill out your bracket, have fun with everybody else comparing brackets, but also a chance to win $5,000. If you have that overall winning bracket, head to denversports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Entry closes before the first game that Thursday morning, March 31st. So again, denversports.com/hoops. Sign up. And you're ready to go. Four Down Territory next.